Palm Beach County is ground zero for the opioid crisis in Florida, but one of the only publicly funded places where people can get treatment is facing budget cuts from the state. WLRN's Danny Rivero explains.
The Drug Abuse Foundation in Delray Beach has about 115 beds for people to get publicly funded drug treatment. But starting on July 1st, the center is facing a round of cuts from the Florida Department of Corrections, which sends inmates there for treatment before they get released. That'll bring the amount of beds here down to about 80. Alton Taylor is the executive director of the foundation. He says the cuts will affect the whole community.
We'd actually be reducing beds, and so not just the folks referred from the Department of Correction would wait, but anyone seeking an indigent bed will wait.
Taylor says that the cuts make him question how committed the state is to solving the opioid crisis.
We have the worst drug crisis this county has ever seen, and that we would be reducing resources to address the problem boggles the mind.
The Department of Corrections cut nearly $25 million in transitional housing, mental health, and substance abuse programs after the state legislature didn't fully fund its budget. I'm Danny Rivero in Delray Beach.